This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Most NFL fans are familiar with the San Francisco 49ers' success during the 1980s and 1990s. But only some fans realize how close the 49ers came to playing in some Super Bowls in the early 1970s. The franchise began in 1946 in the AAFC. They did pretty well in that league, finishing with a combined 39 wins, 15 losses, and 2 ties record during its 4-year existence. They played in the AAFC Championship in 1949, but lost to the Cleveland Browns. But as an NFL team, they were average at best. Although they had 10 winning seasons from 1950 to 1969, they never played in a championship game. The 49ers hired Dick Nolan as their head coach in 1968. But nothing seemed to change as the team went 7-6-1, followed by a 4-8-2 record in 1969. But Nolan had a plan, and that plan came together in 1970. 9 weeks into the season, the 49ers had compiled a 7-1-1 record. While the team was not overpowering anyone, they were piling up the wins, and it looked like a sure thing that they would reach the playoffs. But when they lost their next 2 games by a combined score of 58-20, 49er fans began to worry. The team would need to win their final 3 games, or they could kiss the playoffs goodbye. They beat the Falcons 24-20, then the Saints 38-27, and in the final game they beat the Raiders 38-7 to clinch the division title. Now it was on to the playoffs to meet the Minnesota Vikings in frozen Metropolitan Stadium. Few gave the 49ers a chance to win this game. The Vikings were the defending NFC champions and had finished the 1970 season with a 12-2 record. While the 49ers had a solid team, they hadn't dominated opponents like the Vikings. Minnesota defeated an excellent Dallas Cowboys team in Week 5, 54-13. The Vikings also had a big home field advantage in this game. The game time temperature was 10 degrees with a wind chill factor of -5. The Vikings took an early lead when Paul Kraus returned a fumble recovery 22 yards for a touchdown. But the 49ers tied the score when John Brody connected with Dick Witcher on a 24-yard touchdown pass. San Francisco held a 10-7 lead going into the fourth quarter. They increased their lead to 17-7 and held on for a 17-14 victory. It was the team's biggest win in their 25-year history. One more win, and it was on to the Super Bowl. Their opponent in the NFC Championship game would be the Dallas Cowboys. 9 games into the 1970 season, it looked like the Cowboys wouldn't qualify for postseason play. Their record stood at 5-4, and they had lost to the Vikings and Cardinals by a combined score of 92-13. But the Cowboys rebounded and won six games in a row, including a 5-0 win over the Detroit Lions in the playoffs. The game between Dallas and San Francisco would be the last NFL game ever played at Kezar Stadium, the home of the 49ers since 1946. The first half ended 3-3, with neither team able to generate much offense. But San Fran couldn't stop the Cowboys' running attack in the second half. Rookie of the Year Dwayne Thomas gained 143 yards on the ground, and fullback Walt Garrison added another 71 yards. Dallas took a commanding 17-3 lead in the third quarter, but the 49ers weren't dead yet. Quarterback John Brody connected with Dick Witcher on a 26-yard touchdown pass. It was the first touchdown the Doomsday defense had allowed in five games. But that was as close as the 49ers could get to a comeback. And their brilliant season ended with a disappointing 17-10 loss. But the team could hold its head high, and the city of San Francisco had a team they could be proud of. Offensive tackle Len Rood, linebacker Dave Wilcox, cornerback Jimmy Johnson, receiver Gene Washington, and quarterback John Brody made the Pro Bowl. Johnson, Washington, and Brody also made All-Pro. Cornerback Bruce Taylor won the Defensive Rookie of the Year, and John Brody won the NFL MVP. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Next week, we will continue. We will look at the 1971 San Francisco 49ers. Until then, take care and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.